outside somewhere, I can eat when I'm hungry. I can drink when I'm dry, but soon I'll be drinking from a fountain that will never run dry. There's a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere. I'm not gonna rest till I find him. There is a bright, bright side somewhere. That's what I feel this morning. I feel there's a bright side. Just on the other side of this thing we call death. Death is the gateway out of this world into the eternal world that we will be in forever and forever. And how the choices you've made here on this earth is where you're going to be in eternity. For as the tree falls, so shall it be risen. If it falls in sin, it'll be raised in sin. But if it falls in the arms of Jesus, if it's went down to the banquet house and the banner over it has been the blood of Jesus, it will have a home with Jesus in the eternal realms above. I thought this morning, I listened to Wayne Runyon preach a little bit. I listen to him quite often. I think he's a blessed man of God. And he said this morning, he said that the heavens above where the birds fly is where the birds live. And they fly in the elements here above the one heaven. And he said, and there's a heaven above the heavens, he said, where the stars is. But he said, there's a third heaven that Paul said that I knew a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, that was caught up into the third heaven. He said, that's where the Son dwells. The Son of God is at the right hand of God. And I thought, brethren, how good it would be to be caught up into the third heaven. I don't know how you think about it or how you feel about it this morning, but that's my goal. Brethren, my hope is not on this earth, but my hope is anchored in heaven this morning. He's seated on the right hand of God, and He is the anchor of the soul this morning. If you've been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, then we are the new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. And I'm glad that I can feel that down within my heart. As I live my everyday life, I get down in the valley, I get in the flesh. You see, I dwell in the flesh. I don't dwell on top of the mountain, brother. I don't always do the things that I should do. But brethren, someday I will be caught up, brethren, to never come down no more. The poet wrote in one of those songs, he said, a few seasons of peace I employ, but they are succeeded by pain. Listen, the day people here in this world below, we have no abiding city, but we seek one to come, brother. Abraham of old saw. He said, I seek a city whose builder and maker is God, eternal in the heavens. Jesus said when he was here, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, be also in me. For in my Father's house they are many mansions. They was prepared before the world was. less of the day, Mariana. Heaven has been older. It's older than the earth. It's older than the universe. Heaven has always been less of the day. God has always been. We don't serve a God that sprang out of the east somewhere, or that, as some said, that God came from Mount Paran and the Holy One from Teman, or vice versa. But God, brethren, said, I'm Alpha, I'm an Omega, I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm he that was dead, but me own, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and hell. No man can come unto the Father except by me. I am the door into the sheepfold today. How many sheepfolds are there in the day? He said, I'll smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be gathered, shall be scattered. But when he come, brother, he said, I'll gather him in as one unto myself, and there'll be one shepherd and one sheepfold. Who is the shepherd of the sheep this morning, brother? Is it not the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, who gave his life a ransom
for what?
For each and every man, sin that was ever committed or ever will be committed. He died for the sin of the whole world, that just whosoever will can come and take of the water of life freely. Listen today, Peter and them, brethren, listen today, and Jesus told them when he was here on the earth, you go up to Jerusalem there, and you tarry until you be endued with the power of an on high. Listen this morning, brethren. They went up there, and there was a large upper room, 120 people. And I thought of all the people of Jesus' tongue. That was sure was a small few. We see the crowds today, Brother Terry. There are not a whole lot of people, but I want you to know today that, listen, the apostle Jesus spoke so many times just to the 12, brother. He didn't have to have a great number. He'd get on the ship, he'd sit on the bow of the ship, and he'd teach the brethren, brother. Where as many as two or three will gather together in my name, there is the Lord, brother. And I can rather feel the liberty of the Lord, brother, of his spirit in the day, for his spirit makes alive the day, and no man can cry that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, brother, he is one. He said, I am the Father, are one. Listen, one Lord and one faith and one baptism, and by the one Spirit are you all baptized into the one body. Listen what Peter said in the first chapter of the book of Acts. While they was waiting in the upper room there, brethren, he said that John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. And what was they waiting on, brethren? Jesus made it very plain. When he was on the earth, brethren, he said, if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come, but I go away, and I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another Comforter in my name, and when he has come, he'll guide you, he'll lead you in the ways of all truth, and he'll bring all things unto your remembrance that I've said unto you. What has he said unto you today? The Bible said that the world could not contain the books that should have been written about the thing Jesus done and said. Brethren, today, so preach that which can become a sound doctrine. Brethren, there are a lot of things that Jesus can give you through the Holy Spirit that will line up with the truth, and it'll be sound doctrine, brethren. I want you to know, but the baptism of John, was coming to an end. John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me. He'll baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Oh, and Jesus said, some of you shall not taste death until the kingdom comes. So, brethren, the kingdom of God didn't come by observation, but the kingdom of God is within you. Listen, the day in Peter, there on the day of Pentecost, he was in the law in the upper room, and there became a mighty rushing sound, brethren, as the wind, brethren, began to come down from the east country. Brethren, I believe the ointment came down through the golden pipe and poured out into their hearts that day, brethren. And that sound, brethren, like no other sound. Listen, as the Bible said, brethren, blessed are they that do know the joyful sound. It's a beautiful sound today. The bird, brethren, the old mocking bird, he makes a lot of sound, and he can mock almost every bird there is, but he cannot mock the little dove. It makes a cooing sound, brother. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the same voice of a stranger. They'll not follow, no. Why? Because they don't know that voice. I don't know them voices that speaks to me. I know they're not the Lord, brethren. And I hear His sweet voice talking to me sometime. And I just want to go on to be with the Lord, brethren. What a soothing feeling it is today. He's a God, He said, that is able to be touched with the infirmity of your heart, brethren. You can feel Him. You can touch Him. You can hear Him speak, brethren. Do you know Him today? Turn your ear toward our Heavenly Father. For He said, my eyes are over the righteous. My ears are open unto their cry as they cry day and night. He heard them down in Egypt's land. He heard their cries. He sent a deliverer down there. Brethren, and He spoke to them out of the bush to listen today, and spoke to old Moses there. Listen today, brother. And the Bible said, listen, that the angel of the Lord was in that bush. Did you ever read that, brother? But the Lord spoke to the angel. What is an angel, brother? It's an angel of God. Proceed from Him, brother. But as Peter stood up that day, there came a mighty rushing sound of a wind, and the Bible said the Holy Spirit set upon each of them, brother, and they began to speak with cloven tongue. The words, it went out into Hebrew dialect, and they were 17 different nationalities there that day. And the Bible said, Brother Carl, every man heard in his own language, in his own tongue, wherein he were born. The day, friend. Do you understand the language of the Lord today? He only speaks one language, and it's the truth, brother. And the truth is it. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And beside me, there is none other. There's no other way. Peter began to speak there and said, that you shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. That was the promise of Jesus when He went back to send it down. And they began to receive the Holy Ghost on that day. And they was filled with that Holy Ghost. And there was many gathered around and began to say, these men are drunk. These men are full of new wine. There's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with them people. They're acting strange, brother. You'd like sometime that people watches me. They think I'm acting strange sometime, brother. slinging his arms, a screaming and a hollering. But brethren, when the Lord gets in there, I've never seen him touch one man that didn't move, brethren. Listen today, when the Holy Spirit touches you, you can't sit still. Something's got to move, brethren, today. Something on the inside is a working, and it comes and it falls over on the outside, brethren. It makes this old man move around a little bit. Brother John, and then listen, he said, no, these men are not filled with new wine. No, these men not drunk as you suppose. But this is that was spoken by Joel the prophet a long time ago. I poured out all my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall have visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Listen today, that was the prophecy of the coming of the Holy Spirit that he was going to send down, brethren, and on that day, on the day of Pentecost, as he preached unto them, there was 3,000 souls added unto the church that one day. And we can read of another place of 5,000 added unto the church. Brethren, how was the added by? Going down and being baptized in the water. Did not he say that John had been baptized with water? But ye shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. Friend, it's not about going down into water. It's about being baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. He'll burn out the chaff. He'll burn out the sin that is in your heart. And he'll make a new creature out of you. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will come new. I listen today. Don't tell me you've been born again and you live like the world. I listen today. The Bible said if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Now get on. Be like Moses said, they that be on the Lord's side, let them stand on this side. If you be on the Lord's side, stand up and be accounted for. Live the life that as they did in the book of Acts, they called them Christians first in Antioch. Why? Because they was Christ-like. They had a lie. They had a look about them. They had an action about them. How did Jesus walk? He walked humbly. He walked lowly. There was no exalting bones in his body. Brethren, listen today. And he said, listen, what doeth the Lord require of the old man? But is to do righteously and to walk humbly. Listen, in the love of mercy. Walk humbly with thy God. Don't get before him, but follow him. And whatsoever he tells you to do,
do
that. You'll be happy. You'll be happy that you did on your journey of life. Listening at the ninth hour of prayer. Listen, the day Peter and John went up into the temple. You know the temple there. It was a very sacred place where they practiced, where they obeyed the law to every jot and every tittle. And them high priests there, they didn't want nothing strange coming in. But brethren, Peter and John come in that day. Brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they brung a new doctrine, brethren. They never heard before, brethren. There was a man begging alms. The words, he had his little can out. He was a begging for money. He was crippled in his legs. He couldn't walk. Or in his ankle, he couldn't walk. No, brethren, today I was crippled one time. I was blinded in my eyes. I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. I couldn't hear. Though I had eyes to see with, yet I was blind. My feet, brethren, walked, took hold of hell, and was going down to the world of the lost. This man cried, listen for alms. come. But Peter fastened his eyes upon him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd rather have what Jesus has to give and have all the riches of the world. The riches of Solomon, they perished, brother, and went away. But come buy ye me gold that's been tried in the fire. This is the riches that it will take you over into the glory world. Peter reached down and took him by the hand. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. Brethren, and immediately his ankle bones received strength. And he jumped and leaped, brethren, and went through the temple, leaping and praising God. And the people said, this is a miracle. And they thought Peter and John done it on them own selves. And they was going to sacrifice unto them, brethren. He said, no, brethren, don't you do that. This is what you've done in the past. This man whom you see walking is made sound by whom you took and crucified on a cross, by him and through him, brethren. Does this soundness be in this man? Brethren, we couldn't walk without him. What did Jesus give you when he born your soul again? He gave you a helmet of salvation.
What?
He gave you shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel. He gave you a golden girdle about your loins. Listen, and a breastplate of faith, and a sword of the Spirit, and a shield of faith, and a sword of the Spirit. I'll tell you today, the righteousness of God, brethren, is in the hearts of His people. He that is righteous is righteous, even as He is righteous. And he that committeth sin is of the devil, and the truth is not in him. By this the children of God is manifested, and the children of the devil. Whose children are you today? Are you a child of the King? Can you say this morning in your heart, I believe He's mine and I'm His. I remember the night that He gave me that eternal life. I remember the night, Brother Terry, that He said unto me, thy sins are forgiven. Brethren, and He gave me the fire and the Holy Ghost. I got it all one time, brother. I didn't have to wait for a little later day on. Now I believe, brethren, you get the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Listen what Jesus said. This is what Jesus said, not what man said about it. Jesus said, I and my Father will come in and take up our abode within you and go to more out. And you can't howl. He said, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Brethren, he said, if you have the Father, you have the Son also. And if you got the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit comes with it. You can't divide them. I and my Father are one, and no man can divide them. The Godhead is one. Though they're three in the three persons of the Godhead, yet they are one. You speak of one, you speak of the other. People try to divide them and then split them apart and say this and say that. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Equal in essence and power and glory. There's none like them, brethren, in all the earth or in the heavens above. And which of the angels, said God, at any time, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God. God said this, brethren, thy throne, O God, is a scepter of righteousness. Listen today. He is the God. He is Alpha and Omega. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, whose head and hair was white like wool. He had a glorified body then, brethren. He wasn't glorified when he's on the earth. Not in the outward flesh. Their eyes couldn't have beheld him. Why? Because John said, as he shined forth, as the noonday sun shined find any strength. Have you ever looked at the sun? You can't look at the sun of these natural eyes. And he outshined that, brother. Listen the day, brother. He had a robe on. He had a white robe on. His hair was white like wool. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And out of his mouth, out of his mouth went forth a sharp two-edged sword. And his voice was as a sound of many waters. Brother, I declare today when he speaks, the eternity hears. Eternity hears it. Not only those in this world, brother, but when he speaks, eternity hears it. Because he is God and beside him there is none other. It echoes from the one end of the universe to the other, if there is such a thing. They said that the universe expands so many light years every day. I don't know about that. But I know one thing. I know the man that makes it, brethren. I know the man that's got it all in the palm of his hand. And there is none like our God. He is a God at hand and not a God afar off. He is one that is able to deliver you. Though the people of this world will take you up as they did Stephen. They took old Stephen up that day, brethren. And they had made him, he was a deacon, brethren.
Yes, he was.
But he was a good preacher too.
Yes, he was.
I declare today, brethren. And he began to tell them how Abraham was given the command.
Yep.
And go into another land where I'll show you. He began to teach them that and how Abraham would be out of the promised seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, brethren. And they had pricked their hearts right to the soul, brethren. And he told them about Moses, and he told them about David, and he told them about all the patriarchs and how they had come up through, brethren. And then it affected their hearts, didn't it? To the place that it made them so mad. They ran upon him with one voice, away with him, brethren. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon the name of the Lord, brethren, today. And why? There was a stone in him. Stephen looked up, brethren, into the heavens. And he saw, who did he see? There was a man standing. The Bible says that when he left here, he went and he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power, glory, and honor, and angels being made subject unto him. But that day, brethren, when old Stephen was being stoned for the name of Jesus Christ and for the testimony he held, Jesus stood up, brethren. Look what they're doing to my child there. I believe God loves his children. You are the apple of his eye this morning. He cares for you. He loves you this morning more than your mind can comprehend. And he received him up into glory, brethren. I believe he's at peace today.
I know he is.
There was a man stood there, helped the coach of them, brethren, whose name was Saul. Brethren, he didn't know what he had laid in store for him. When I was in the world, brethren, I didn't know what I had laid in store for me.
I
didn't know, Brother Jim, you didn't know this thing preaching was going to be put on you. I didn't know when I come to the Lord, I just come, Jesus, please have mercy on me. God, save me and I'll do whatsoever you would have me to do. 1982, he said, son, I want you to go and preach my gospel. And God knowed I fought it with everything within me. But finally, brethren, on that night, I told the Lord, Lord, you show me another dream of preaching and I'll get out and go and try. And that night, he showed me and I said, Lord, if you'll wake me out of my sleep, then I'll know that it's you that has done it. And that night, I dreamed the preaching before 500 or more people out there in the audience, a whole multitude of people, brethren. And listen, what was I preaching? Repent ye for the day, in the day of salvation. Listen, you have one day to repent. I never thought, brethren, until I woke. He woke me up in a heartbeat, brethren, and said, go preach my word. And I thought the next morning, I can't get out of this. I've asked him, he showed me. He've opened up this door. I can't do nothing else. And brethren, I told my brother Homer out there that day, Arnold, I said, I'm going to go in the fire field. The Lord ain't blessing me to preach. I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask nobody. I'm going to quit because, God, I don't want to take the time from the stand. I want to preach the gospel, God. And if you don't preach that, if I made a mistake, I'm going to quit. But you know something? I've never found nowhere to turn back yet. I'd be a fool to say that I've never preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, brother, I believe. I blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound of the alarm on the holy mountain of God. I've seen the effects of the works of the Spirit as it went out into the hearts of the people. And he said, there are many hearts in the house, but you speak, and I'll send it to the heart that needs it. Is he not a God at hand and not a God afar off? He's a God that can be felt. He's a God that can be touched. Just reach out and touch him. How are you going to touch him, brother? By your very heart, giving your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You can feel him, brother, and you can feel his touch upon you. When he lays his hand upon you, you can feel his touch. He is a God at hand and not a God afar off. He's able to deliver you from the uttermost. He's able to call whomsoever he will. God calls whomsoever he wills and sends them out. He said, I chose the weak things to confound the mighty. He said, not many nobles called, not many wise. I said, well, Lord, you sure called the weakest that you can find on the earth when you called me. I'm still the least among you, brethren. I don't feel to be any something. Well, they pat you on the back. They exhort you up. But I'm going to tell you, that won't preach the gospel. You must live a humble life. And you must walk in the steps of the Lord. If you don't live with the gospel, you're not going to preach the gospel. Just that simple, brethren. You don't keep his commandments during the week, you're not going to shout the praises of God on Sunday morning. If you want a blessing from God, obey from the heart that word of truth. And it will set you free today, and it will bring joy, peace, and happiness in your heart that the world can't bring. In the world, there are just trials and tribulations, sorrows and troubles. But in Jesus said, in me, you may have peace, and you may have it more abundantly. My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. Amen. It's not the peace that the world has. The world don't. They just have a season of joy, of peace of the flesh. But the true peace is the Lord Jesus Christ formed in your heart, brethren. That is the peace that you want to hunt for. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? Only them that's been down to the banquet house. Only them that's been covered in the blood of the Lamb. Only those that's been chosen. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. And they shall show forth the praise of the Lord, brethren. As this song, he said, shall be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and for bulwarks. He said, walk about Zion. Consider her palaces. Look at her, how beautiful she is today. Why? Because it's not the city setting on the hill in Jerusalem. Zion is the city of the living God and to the innumerable company of angels and the church of the firstborn. Have you been born again and been added to the church of the firstborn? That's the only way you're going to get there. You can join every church on the face of the earth. The only thing it's going to cause you is more sorrow in your heart. It can't bring peace, brother. You must be born again. You must have a new birth in Christ in order to live. Without this new birth, you cannot go. He said, where I am, you cannot appear. You cannot come. You cannot appear. You can't be where I am. Why? Because there's nothing unclean that's going to enter in into that beautiful city, brother. And where is that city he's talking about? Mount Zion, brother. It's in the hearts of his people. We're born into it. God, Jesus Christ is the head of the body. And ye are the members. Christ is here and we are here. We're the body. Brethren, he's the head. We need to follow what the head tells us to do. The head tells the arm. He said, if the eye offends you, pluck it out. What was he talking about? That's what he's talking about, the moderators.
Yeah.
If they offend you, if they won't follow the word of God, pluck him and throw him out. It's better that one perish than the whole body to perish.
Exactly.
The blind lead the blind. You all fall in the ditch together. Yeah. Don't take my word for it, please. If I preach something here, you better see if it lines up with Jesus' word. And you better not just grab you out of scripture over and say, well, this is what it says.
You
better rightly divide the whole book. Because if you accept you rightly divide the whole book, you cannot get the meaning of it. Why? Because if it was a storybook, he said he hid it from the wise and the prudent and revealed it unto babes. He hid it from the wise man to put the Bible up and just read it through. It's foolishness to him. But unto us, brethren, it's the power of God. Because it's by the Spirit of God, brethren, that we understand that Jesus is Lord and King of kings and Lord of lords. And He is none like Him on all the earth. As Apostle Paul seen on the way down to Damascus, brethren, listen what he saw. About the noonday, he went down there with authority of letters in his pocket to bind them to call upon the name of the Lord. He had them put in prison. They was killed and murdered by the hundreds, brethren. But on that day, as Paul, with his chest stuck out, going down, great authority, a great powerful man, was going down to Damascus, going to give him some more. About the noonday, the light, the Spirit of God illuminated the place around where he was at. Boys, and the voice of God, when it speaks, you're going to listen. I don't care how wicked you are.
Yeah. You're going to hear it, Brother Junior.
God's voice spoke unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? What did he say? He fell, brethren, and said, Lord, who art thou? He knew who he was. Yeah. Lord, who art thou?
Lord, who art thou? Ain't it hard?
It's hard for you to kick against the bricks. It's hard for you to kick in the work against God. God works and no man can hinder. He hinders and no man can work, brother. Listen, work while it's day, people. For when night comes, no man can work. Paul had to work while the day was there. When the light has shined, he was the epistle that was born out of due time. He was the last predestinated man that I can read of in the Bible.
Yes,
he was our epistles,
yes,
to the Gentile race of people, brethren, that was sent to him. And he was one that was born out of due time. I listened today, and God called him and sent him down to Damascus, down to Ananias, wherever he was at. Brethren, he told Ananias, the Paul, Saul's a-coming. And when he comes, you lay your hand upon him.
Yea, Lord, I'm here, he said.
Oh Lord, I've heard a lot about him. He's a bad man, boys. He binds your children. He puts them in prisons and this and that. But what did Jesus tell Ananias? But don't worry about him. He's a praying man. You don't have to be afraid of a praying man, brother. Why? Because he's an humble man. God had humbled him down. God had blinded his eyes. He needed somebody to lead him down to the house where he stood, where Ananias was, brethren, and he went in to Saul and said, Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord has showed me to come and lay my hands upon you that you might have your sight.
What happened, brother?
Boys, and he went over and he touched him and he prayed for him, and the scales fell off his eyes. I remember when the scales fell off my eyes, and the Holy Spirit anointed my eyes with thy salve, and I was able to see, brother, like I'd never seen before.
There you go, brother.
I was able to feel like I never felt before. What a joy, what a peace, what a love, what a God we have this morning, brother. There's none like Him in all the earth and the heavens above. I'm God, and beside me there's none other. I created the heavens and the earth and the things therein. He said, if I was a hunger, I wouldn't ask of you. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills of mine. All the gold and the silver is mine. This is the God I serve today. There's none like Him, Brother Jim. I love Him this morning. He's my rock in a weary land. He's a shelter when the storms come. When I'm the pride of the troubles of life, I lean upon Him. Lord Jesus, hear me today. Are you still crying for mercy, brother? And I still beg for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Watch over me another day. Keep me, guide me, lead me in the ways of all truth, God, that I might be, I might have your lamp for a light for my feet to follow after. For the day of the Lord is going to come, and His reward is with Him, brethren, that will give to everyone according to their works. How is your works being? Is it being of the flesh or is it being of the Lord? Is it the works of Jesus Christ are working in your life, or is it the works of the flesh? Well, you'll give an account in that morning for the deeds that's done in the body. And I'm going to tell you, the righteous will shine forth like the noonday sun, and the wicked is going to be cast into the burning lake of fire. He said, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they'll be tormented day and night forever and forever and forever, brethren. And there's no end for to the lake of fire. But in all the punishment of the lake of fire, here's the greatest punishment. There'll be no more feeling of the Spirit of God, of the love of God, of working in your heart. It'll be a cold and a dark place you're going to. Where there'll be no feeling, there'll be no love, just hatred and mean. They said they'd weep and gnashing of teeth. Listen, where the worm died not and the fire never quenched. Brother, today, think about that, children. If you don't know Him, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Seek Him out early while you still have the Spirit striving with you.
Right.
You know, some say, well, as long as I've got life, I've got a chance. Well, that's not true. That's not true, people. The Bible says, my spirit will not always strive with man. If he withdraws his drawing spirit, you're a dead man, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. You ain't got no more chance, and I'm not going to judge who that man is, but I've seen men in this world do such wicked things and do things my heart can't even comprehend, brother. Surely they've been turned over to a hardness of a heart and had their hearts seared with a hot iron that they cannot feel, cannot touch, cannot know of any love at all. Kill little babies and dismantle them. What kind of a heart could it take to do that? My mind can't even think about something like that, much less do such a heinous thing. Surely the devil has possessed their hearts forever, brethren. I want you to know the day in Paul didn't go up to Jerusalem to confer with the brethren. I'll declare today, but straightway he preached Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And Paul was a man taught to the letter of the law. He said, I was not a whit behind the very chiefest of apostles. But when it come to the preaching of the gospel, he said, I never learned of a man. I wasn't taught of a man. By the revelation of Jesus Christ is the gospel preached. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the power, brethren, that will deliver man out of the darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus. Do you know Him today? If you don't know Him, today is the day of salvation.
Today.
Here, if you will, hear His voice. Harden not your hearts as they did in the provocation down in the wilderness when they tempted God 10 times one time, our brother, and they proved God and His wrath was poured out upon them, brother. Listen, the day the fire consumed some and the earth swallowed up and consumed others and stones fell from heaven and consumed them. Brother, don't tell me you can't escape the wrath of God, for the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. He said, and I'm angry with the sinner every day. Don't tell me God loves sin. God hates sin, brethren, and His wrath is going to be poured upon Him. But here's the good part. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, God loves the sinner. He don't love your ways, but He loves you because you are the creation of His hand. And He's not my will that any would perish, but all would come to repentance and live, and there's life in none other than Jesus. If you will the day, hear His voice. Don't harden your heart. Call upon Him while He may be found. Seek Him while He's near. How near is he? Said he's nigh thee, even in thy mouth the word of faith. Even though waving the word of faith is in your mouth, all you got to do is speak it out, declare. God gives every man enough faith to believe that there's a God in heaven. And if you will believe, you can put that faith in action, and it will become a living faith, brethren. And that faith will let you lead you to the fountain of living water where you can drink and never thirst again. Therefore, he said, with joy will I draw out of the wells of salvation. Boy, sometimes I get thirsty and I go down and get me a bucket full. Get me a cool drink of water, brother. He said, it's cool water unto a thirsty soul. So is the word of the Lord. Listen, it come down from God out of heaven. I'd rather have that in my heart than have everything I know. I've known a lot of things on earth, and there's nothing excites me more than the word of God. Alive in my heart, Brother Terry. I'm going to have to quit and give away. It's time for these other brethren. I felt good here today, and I'm not, I guess I can say I'm not done, but you know, I've got enough sense to know when to quit and when to go on. I'm like Brother Henry said, well, that's it. Well, that's it. Y'all pray for Brother Ronnie. Brother Terry, close.